This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Yeah, that's better. Welcome to the countdown to Christmas with any crooner who can sing like that, of course. That's one of my favorites, an oldie but a goodie. We are getting closer and closer to that time. It's a handful of weeks. I mean, here we sit, swinging into the tail end of getting over the hump of another week, and that means the countdown is also on to get packages out. But just be careful if you use Amazon. Oh, boy, Amazon's crash really sent people screaming for help and calling and trying to figure out what was going on and what could possibly have been the matter. Amazon wasn't loading. You couldn't hook up Tinder. The internet has gone down. What is it? Online delivery vans and warehouse bots were bouting. They weren't moving packages. And you know how that's always a big deal? Like, we left your package. It's great. They take a picture of it, all that. So it was a big outage. Hey, hey. Once again, welcome to our world. As I said, Kate Delaney, you can hit me up 24/7. Kate is katedelaneyradio.com. If you're frustrated by what's happening technology-wise in your world or anything else. It did start in the morning. I knew it was down. Something happened, and I kind of moved on because I just quickly had to look something up, and I thought, that's weird. It's not there. You know, Amazon Prime, poof, gone. Disney Plus, Netflix, they had problems. And, you know, all of that was part of the apps that keep the warehouse, the delivery, and the Amazon Flex workers connected. They all went kaput. It was network problems, and it happened at a time when there were a lot of people that were certainly jumping on, you know, absolutely. It's interesting. I talk about what do I think is happening in the world that affects all of us, whether it's globally, because I know we have great listeners in other parts of the world, but here in the United States, of course, primarily, right? What is it that's ticking? And it is what's going on with the pandemic, what's happening with Omicron, what's going on with the Delta variant, and sadly our friends in Michigan are bearing the brunt of some of the deaths and the problems because of the hospitals being completely filled up and just ravaging, you know, ravaging Michigan. You have Michigan doctor begging for more help. They are topping the top of the chain with peak pandemic records, the worst of the worst. I was listening to this one doctor today at Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak, and he said healthcare is stretched incredibly thin, and the numbers are picking up in the community, and healthcare is bearing the brunt of that. I mean, there have been three emergency medical strike teams, they call them, that have been sent to hospitals in Saginaw, Grand Rapids, Dearborn, to try to help with the pandemic relief. But they say they're seeing the worst surge yet. And for healthcare workers who left medicine, they're begging them, some of them, to come back and, you know, help out. They need people. They need people that have taken a break from healthcare for emotional, physical, personal reasons, whatever it is. And, you know, here's an example. As of the beginning of this week, 4,400 people were admitted to Michigan hospitals with confirmed cases of the virus. Of 40 of them were children. And it breaks a pandemic record that was set in April of 2020 when 4,300 people were hospitalized during the initial surge, and very little was known about the virus. So this is sad. I mean, this is tough for all of the people in Michigan who are trying to fight this on those front lines, and they're, again, begging for help, and they've gotten some assistance, but it's just not enough as they're transferring people, et cetera, and the glass is overflowing with problems. I mean, it's splashing about. It's tough, and you've got that familiar scene of people in beds that are lined up against walls because they have no place to put them in. When a hospital's strained, I mean, as this one doctor I listened to today said, when you have this kind of a strain, the risk for death and dying increases that much more when you see it, and it's frustrating. And here's the thing. He talked about it. The people who are dying, the people who are in the hospital, are the people who aren't vaccinated, like 95%, 95% of them. And that's frightening. There's families where some are vaccinated, some aren't, and then here they find themselves in these situations. All right, we got a situation in the Ukraine. Will Putin strike or not? Some of these photographs that have come out through U.S. intelligence, you can see them really ramping up, where there's at least 175,000 troops or so, tanks, artillery, all of that in four different locations. I mean, the Ukraine is obviously vulnerable, and Putin likes to acquire land for Mother Russia, and he has said before that the Ukraine is part of its sphere of influence. So what will Putin do? Will he make a move for sure on the Ukraine by the beginning of the year? And then what's the U.S. reaction? What's the rest of the world's reaction to this? I mean, he's had meetings with other world leaders, including, obviously, Biden. That was a big deal, and having a conversation, having a virtual meeting, and meeting back in June. So, and if he does make a move, he makes some kind of a military move, what is the reaction from the United States? What should the reaction be in allowing this to happen how it's happening? I mean, this is like an in-your-face move. You know, the Ukraine has been an independent nation since the collapse of the Soviet Union about, 30 years ago. So he claims it's in their sphere, but they're not claiming it. You know, you had the annexation of the Crimea area and 8 years of a war in the Ukraine's east, where Russian-speaking separatists fought the government with, let's face it, Kremlin backing. I can remember on this show that we had reports from the that the Crimea in that region, by one of my favorite correspondents from Talk Media News, and Luke would come on with us and he would tell us what was happening, and it was frightening to hear what was going on. And so now you have an even bigger target, and that's the Ukraine. So are they going to blast through, and what will the United States do, and what can you do to kind of lower the temperature on all of this? I think that there is a responsibility to lower it, but I think there's a real threat of conflict here. I don't think that this is a tease. I really don't. Meet you on the flip side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports Hall of Famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. With us. He has a couple of books that we're going to talk about. Robert, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about your books. First of all, The Bad Boy with a Motorcycle. What's the book about?
Okay, I think we could describe the books as a... fictitious biography, a romantic adventure would probably cover the topic of the book. A lot of the things in the book are from personal experiences, both physically and with the other people.
Yeah, what do you want people to take away from reading The Bad Boy with a Motorcycle?
Okay, it's a, well, basically what it is, it's a story between three characters, Yvonne, which is the, and then Dan and Bonnie. Yvonne is Dan's girlfriend since childhood. Yvonne is a abused girl by her father, and she is 17 years old in high school, where Yvonne is 20 years old and 20 years old. Dan has one goal in life, and that is to be a professional motorcycle racer. Right now, he's a mechanic and just an amateur. So these are the three goals of the people.
Nice, okay. Nice. So that's the three goals of the people. I get it. So you're talking about the book is there's some reality, and it's not pure fiction, and you've
right.
got these characters who are interesting, and they take different twists and turns. How did you choose the characters?
Well, the characters of the purse are people that are from real life, but they're not the exact people in the book, you know. But I take a character of somebody and I put it into a new body like. So they're personal experiences.
Ah, personal experiences.
Describe it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And in both books,
people.
I mean, the race for the championship. You know, what inspired you to write that, and the direction that went in.
in the first book, they fall in love. Bonnie and Dan fall in love, and they run away. And he tries to become a motorcycle racer, and everything goes wrong. He breaks his leg, and he ends up as a mechanic for one of the championships. At the end of book one, he decides that he's gonna run for the championship. He feels that he's run off with Bonnie, but Bonnie has health problems, and he doesn't know how long she might be around. So he wants to show proof to her that he can take care of her by winning the championship. And so that's what book is too. He is going to run for the championship and prove that Bonnie has the problem where she is. He is part of a Harley Davidson team. His mentor is two-time champion, so Bonnie finds out that in the Harley Davidson team there are very dynamic women who are married to the other riders there, and their position in the team, in their society, is by what their husbands are. Bonnie's boyfriend is the lowest guy in the polling pole, so she is the lowest person. In book two, Dan is gonna prove to Bonnie that he can take care of her. Bonnie realizes in book two that maybe there is a future for her. Maybe she can actually have married. Maybe they could have children together. And so this is what's the goal of book two, except that about halfway through the book, when Dan goes to produce, propose to her, he makes a mistake and calls her Yvonne. She is devastated. Her heart is broken. Everything she's done for him, and she finds out he still loves her.
Wow.
So what happens is they have a very horrible argument where each person splits stabbing each other in the heart with words. And finally he decides, at the end he gets disgusted and says he should have killed himself in the race that they're going to have that day. She realizes that she doesn't want to lose him, so she goes down and tells him that she can accept that he loves Yvonne,
right?
He has to prove to her that he loves her more than Yvonne by the end of the racing season, and that's the rest of the book.
Wow, yeah, so don't tell us any more than that. Just quickly, how about you? Have you raced before?
Well, a long time ago, these all take place in 1960-61. Yes, back in that period there when I was in high school and in early college, I did some.
Wow, love
so
it.
So I do have some, experience from that.
Yeah, so and that makes sense because you wrapped it into the book. And again, you get the books on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and Barnes and Noble.
Amazon, Barnes and Noble, also my website, rtopolsybooks.com. RobertTopolsyBooks.com.
RobertTopolsyBooks.com. All right, are you going to write another one?
There is a book three. I'm not going to go into it, but it takes four chapters of book three before they get married.
Wow. Four chapters. Don't tell us any more. The suspense.
No,
okay.
I'm not going to.
So it's the bad boy.
There's a lot in book three, which I'm writing now.
Good. So the bad boy of the motorcycle, the race for the championship, Robert Topolsky, thanks so much for coming on.
Okay. Thank you then.
So interesting, after talking to Robert and thinking of entertainment and, from books to movies, that kind of thing, there is an awards show called the People's Choice Awards. And so this is one of those moments where I think at the very beginning of when they used to hand them out, they probably had to beg, borrow, and steal to get any celebrities to go to them. But we live in a different world now, right? So The Rock was there, and he is one of the most bankable Hollywood movie stars, at this point. Dwayne Johnson, he's going mostly by Dwayne Johnson, he ended up receiving, it's interesting. They showed Jeff Bezos with Johnson and, with the different winners. And it was televised from a big hangar in Santa Monica. And the show ended with Dwayne Johnson receiving the People's Champion Award from Jeff Bezos. And the People's Champion Award is somebody who's larger than life but strong and all these other things. So Johnson has sort of hinted about running for president. And, you know, anything's possible. And Donald Trump certainly showed that, that anybody could be elected to that office if they can get the votes and if they can, if they have the funding and can do the things that are necessary when you start to run. What are the odds that a guy that started off wrestling, a guy who was a football player, a pretty good football player in college, that really had that name The Rock for a long time and, you know, is very, very, very popular. What are the chances that he would actually run? And would he make a good president? When Trump ran, that was part of what the conversations were like. On this show, I remember having the conversations that once again, everybody's tired of the same old Washington machine. And what if you get an outsider? What if you bring someone in who doesn't know the Washington dance around the Potomac that so many career politicians know? What if you got somebody completely different? Wouldn't that make a big difference? And that was certainly part of the allure. So would it be the same for the male movie star of 2021? He definitely pulls in the crowds. He definitely is an entertainer. He absolutely has a well-known name. He absolutely does philanthropic things, for what it's worth. But I don't know how serious that is. It's kind of like when Matthew McConaughey, of course, on a much lower level, was talking about running for governor of Texas, running for governor of Texas, running for governor of Texas, and then ultimately decided that he wasn't going to do that, right? But for a while, it really looked like the guy who had this famous line of, all right, all right, all right, it really looked like he was going to green light that, that he was going to go and run for president, but then decided not to do that. Decided instead he would stick to the path that he was on. He wouldn't run, saying that it was just not the right path. That he wasn't going to run for that. He was choosing not to do it at this moment. Kind of saying maybe eventually, but not right now. Something to think about.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
One of the nation's largest health insurance companies and its branches in Nevada have been found liable for $60 million in punitive damages for underpaying out-of-network emergency medical providers. A state court jury says three plaintiffs headed by Urgent Care Staffing Service Team Health should each receive $20 million from Connecticut-based United Healthcare Insurance and five subsidiaries. United Healthcare said it will appeal. Senator Ted Cruz criticized President Joe Biden during a speech on the Senate floor Tuesday over the unfolding crisis in Ukraine.
This calamitous foreign policy disaster is Joe Biden's fault.
Cruz also called out Biden's surrender to Putin on a natural gas pipeline. And South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem proposed spending federal COVID-19 dollars on infrastructure and pay raises. This is USA Radio News. The NCAA revised its constitution, which is getting pared down. Passing a revised constitution at the NCAA convention in January is the first step in a two-phase process that will allow each division of the association to govern itself. Among the revisions was a clarification to note that the Board of Governors will approve contracts regarding media rights and revenue-producing agreements in consultation with each of the NCAA's three divisions. Cereal company Kellogg said most of its U.S. plant workers voted against a new five-year contract, forcing it to hire permanent replacements. Roughly 1,400 unionized cereal plant workers went on strike on October 5th as their contracts expired and compensation talks entered a standstill. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel said her office will review events that occurred before the mass shooting that left four students dead at Oxford High School, despite the district's rejection of her offer to be its third-party investigator. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
For just the headlines, and it includes what happened at a convention in New York. Also, the latest on two big court cases, Ghislaine Maxwell and Jussie Smollett, what's going on in both of those trials. And also, Christmas tree supplies. The Hubs and I still haven't gotten one. We may end up with an artificial tree, or maybe I'm going to have to draw one. Does anybody have a good outline I can use? All right, so let's dive into this. The CDC telling 35,000 anime fans to get tested for COVID-19. There was a big convention in New York City, and we're seeing that a lot of people that went to the convention got the big O, Omicron. Yeah, that is a very, very spreading, I mean, it spreads big time, variant, although it's still not the deadly one like Delta seems to be anyway, meaning that the big O isn't as deadly at this point. But still, how crazy is that? So what happened is so many people were excited about this. I mean, anime couldn't be bigger. And they go to this convention, and people now are coming away, you know, having spent time there, 30 people so far. And they're telling everyone, just get tested so we can watch this. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has contacted the 35,000 people so far who went to this convention in New York, and they're encouraging them to, again, get tested, because this is arguably the largest tracing effort in the United States to involve Omicron, of course, and it could maybe give us some clues as to the crazy mystery of how easily and quickly the variant can spread. I mean, the Minnesota Department of Health announced last week that they had identified the nation's second COVID-19 case caused by Omicron. It was a resident who had gone to New York City and went to this convention.
from November 19th to the 21st. So now we're seeing that more, and that's what the trace, that's the commonality. That's what the trace back to is. There's just so much that's not known. And I'll just throw this in. You know, we're COVID weary. I know that. It's tough to be vigilant. And listen, we have a nation of anti-vax, vax, mask, not mask. I mean, this is the world we live in, people, right? So Michigan is really struggling. I mean, they're really struggling with the pandemic. They set a record for COVID-19 hospitalizations. I have so many friends from Michigan, and they have story after story after story of what's happening with their family. So the state recently reported its highest seven-day average of new cases at over 10,000 on December 3rd, and 55% of Michigan's population, because to look at the numbers, are fully vaccinated. It's 26th among the 50 states for that particular metric, and below the U.S. average of 60%. So the watch is on to see, wow, we're, you know, what are we doing? We need respiratory therapists. We have hospitals that are overwhelmed. And to me, that's really scary. Why that's scary is for lots of reasons. For reasons of people who get in car accidents and have things happen and they can't get in an ICU because it's overwhelmed with COVID patients, and you think, well, that will never happen to me. I know two people that it happened to where they weren't in a car accident, but they needed to be in an ICU unit for something else, and they couldn't get them in there. So the idea is not to fill up all those beds. Of course it's not. All right, let's jump to the court case. Let me take you inside a courtroom. I'll tell you, I just can't even imagine covering this. I used to, when I was a reporter, I had the beat called Cops and Courts, and really knowing a lot of police officers and enjoying my time talking to them and the things that they did, and just they were so great to me in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and so were, frankly, everybody in the courts. So I got to know my way around that, and I went and covered case after case after case. Well, this case is different. I never covered a case like this one. So Jeffrey Epstein was just a creep, a creature that was the lowest that you can possibly imagine what he did to way too many young girls' lives. And now it's a question of Ghislaine Maxwell, who is saying she never did anything, but yet all of the testimony of these young women, it points to it. And there's so many specifics about what she did, what she even did to some of these girls, and how she solicited them where they didn't even realize what was happening in so many cases. And there's just more testimony, a 14-year-old girl who talked about when she used to go to Jeffrey Epstein's house in Palm Beach, Florida, two or three times a week in, you know, the early 2000s. And the trial started last week, and it's really alternated, as it was described to me, and it probably has been written about, between just sick, disturbing testimony from sexual abuse victims because you're so sad and you can't believe just the degradation, and then testimony about some of his connections, Epstein's connections to high-profile figures like Donald Trump and Bill Clinton and Prince Andrew, and again, something to make sure to say is none of them are alleged to have committed wrongdoing in relation to the ongoing trial. And remember, just to refresh you, Epstein pleaded guilty in 2008 to state prostitution charges, was indicted on federal sex trafficking charges in July of 2019, but died by suicide in prison a month later. Ghislaine Maxwell was his confidant, former girlfriend. She was arrested a year after and has pled not guilty. And in opening statements, prosecutors pretty much set up where they hope this case will go, that Maxwell and Epstein created a pyramid scheme of abuse to lure underage girls into relationships with Epstein and pay them bonuses to bring other girls into the fold. But her defense team is saying she's a scapegoat for what Epstein did, and it's attacking the memories and motivations of the women who say they were abused. But boy, it is really, really sad to hear some of this, and we'll see what comes of it. Personally, again, innocent until proven guilty. I think she's guilty as all get out. I think that she pulled in these girls and ruined their lives, frankly, where they've had to pull apart mentally what has happened to them. And as you know how I feel about that, I lent my voice to a book that just came out called Voices Against Trafficking, The Strength of Many Voices Speaking as One. I'm proud to do so, and we talk about these very things in this book, which is getting into the hands of everybody in Congress. All right, much different situation. Jussie Smollett, who's accused of lying to police about an alleged hate crime, testifying in his own defense. He's the former actor on Empire, and he's denied staging any kind of an attack on himself. He told police he was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack. He is charged with 6 counts of disorderly conduct on suspicion of making false reports to police. So, you know, the testimony concluded, and the defense rested, and prosecutors declined to call any rebuttal witnesses. 5 days of testimony in the trial. Jurors heard from 14 witnesses. So closing arguments happen tomorrow, and who knows what happens in this case. It's high profile, though. I used to watch Empire. I liked Empire, and I knew who he was, of course. And he was pretty high profile. And of course, there are so many instances where this crime should absolutely be tried. So all eyes on this, because Chicago definitely burned through a bunch of resources, and we'll see what the jury, you know, comes up with. Now, why do you do this? I mean, this just boggles the mind. I happened to see this, I think it was on CNN. A New York billionaire, Michael Steinhardt, surrendered $70 million worth of stolen ancient art. But did you hear what I initially said? And this was the headline I read. Billionaire. So that's why I read the story. It's like, if you're a billionaire, what is the deal in stealing these relics that are worth $70 million? So this is what's crazy. So what do you get when you steal that kind of, those kind of relics? 180 of them. That's how many there were. He agreed to an unprecedented lifetime ban on acquiring antiquities. That's what they're saying. So he's got one of the world's largest ancient art collections, and some of it obviously wasn't looted, but he was in possession of looted artifacts smuggled out of 11 countries by 12 criminal networks. So for decades, he had this incredible appetite for plundered artifacts without obviously much concern for the legality of what he was doing. It's like he was addicted to it. What's so crazy is, can you imagine if I did that? Can you imagine if you did that? I mean, talk about boundaries that are so different. And think about this. No geographic boundaries, moral boundaries, crime bosses, money launderers, tomb raiders, basically, is exactly what you would be dealing with here. And what does he get? An unprecedented lifetime ban on, I'm going to say it again, acquiring antiquities. Are you kidding me? I'm just thinking there's like nothing else to that. I mean, some of the stuff was unbelievable, right? There was a chest from Crete, Greece that used to hold human remains. It goes all the way back to 1400 to 1200 BCE. It's valued at like $1 million. That's what the Manhattan DA's office said. Wow. It's crazy, right? Honestly. All right. That's it. It's a wrap for this segment. We have filled you in and filled you in again. Coming up next, I'm going to introduce you to a kid who I think has such an incredible future, and his grandmother. And we're going to talk about the book that that they worked on together. So stay with us. Do you feel like
like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So excited to introduce you to Bernadette Weeks and her grandson, Titus Lakin. They've written a book, A Mandala, The Origin Story, and how this came about and how Bernadette wanted Titus's book to get published is so fascinating. So thank you both for coming on.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. I'm super excited to come on.
So, Titus, tell me how the story started. What happened? How did you come up with the story?
Well, in third grade, I really loved to make comics and heroes, and I was really fascinated in the Incredibles movies. So I was like, I wanted to make, like, my own Incredibles character with their own story and with their own, like, place to protect.
Nice. So tell me about the story. What's the story about?
It's about a girl named Amandala. Sadly, her parents passed away, but she got adopted by lions, and she found out that she had powers. She saw that hunters were killing her animal friends, and she decided that she's going to protect them. And so it's just a series of events of that.
A series of events. So, Bernadette, how did you feel about hearing the story and then going about saying, I want to get this published for Titus?
You know, he came with a story, and I saw all the work he was putting into it, going on the computer, getting the animals, drawing them out, and all the wonderful stuff. The narration was so good, and he was so excited. So after he was through with it, after I told him, that, you know, if you want to tell a story. You have to write a story. And he came to me and he said, Omar, which is grandma, can you publish my book? And I said, yes. But I didn't, it was such a new experience for me that I hadn't the foggiest idea how entail it would have been. And so I did it. I made my first contact and then it just evolved into something even bigger than me. And once I was told that it, there was some substance to it, it's something a story can be told as a children fairy tale, I just was, there was no turning back.
No turning back. So, Titus, when you found out this was going to happen, how excited were you?
I was so excited. I was bouncing off walls. I was, like, very happy. I didn't know what to do or, like, how to do it because it was my first time ever publishing a book. And so it took 2 years. Yeah.
And how exciting it finally happened. And Bernadette, for you, how amazing is it to see this actually come about, to actually physically have that book for both of you?
It's a sort of an excitement at one that you couldn't even describe how elated I was to know, especially when I started seeing the sketches. That was like a whole different world. And when I saw the process in which you have to be able to produce to publish a book, that in itself is something. It led me to think about writing myself.
Nice. So now Oma's going to write a book too. We'll wait and see what happens with that. Titus, what do you want people to know about your book? What do you want them to know about your main character and the book? Any of the kids that read it?
I want them to know, like, protect the ones you love.
Protect the ones you love. Absolutely. Hashtag that is so true, right? Because that's the whole idea with the lions, etc., right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where can people get the book? They can get it on Amazon, right? It'll be out on Amazon and B&N.
There are a lot of different ways. It's Amazon. I think it's on...
Is it Barnes?
It's
Barnes & Noble?
Not Barnes & Noble yet. There's a lot of... Exceper gave a lot of outlet. Right now, we know for sure it's on Amazon, but there are other outlets that we are now tapping into.
Right, that will pick it up. I love it. Well, I'm excited to see what happens, and I hope people listening to this go and get the book, and Bernadette Weeks and Titus, thank you so much for coming on. You just are a delight. I love the joy in your eyes, and for people listening, this is radio, but I can see them, and Titus Lakin has just got a bright future in front of him, I can tell.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow, what a great story, Bernadette and Titus. Of course, her grandson, and I think, as I said there, he has an incredibly bright future. He is a kid, you can tell, who is absorbing all the wonderful things around him, and what a great mind. I can't wait to see where he ends up, truly, honestly. So thanks to them for coming on the show. Meanwhile, we look at the headers and some things that will just make you go, what? So bagel lovers, I was telling the Hubs this the other day, being from the Northeast, I mean, you got to have a bagel with cream cheese, and there are so many different kinds of cream cheese. But apparently there is a cream cheese shortage. Can you imagine? So when you go to a bagel shop and you're looking for that smear of cream cheese, it's very tough. It's hard to find because of a supply chain shortage. So in the great state of Texas where I am, I looked and there was cream cheese, but there definitely wasn't a lot of it. So many dips and things are made with cream cheese, so it's probably flying off the shelves, not just in New Jersey, where the bagel shops are really stuck, and in New York City, but probably in some other places as well. So what do you do? Well, you know what? You got to resort. If you got hot bagels, you got to resort to other things, I would think, right? What can you do? What can you put on it? I mean, you can go and shop for cream cheese at other places,
But if you're putting together sandwiches, of course, that wouldn't matter. Or for breakfast, if people would just have to go with the good old-fashioned butter, margarine, or whatever. But I don't think this shortage is going to go away anytime soon. And seriously, the cream cheese in some bagel shops is the thing, because they come up with these incredible creations. The base is the cream cheese and then whatever else they put in it. But it's an unprecedented amount of cream cheese that is missing from some of these people that really make their living on it, because they're a bagel shop, right? And that's different from going somewhere and getting a bagel and putting other things on it. So, you know, what do? You got to go out and find it. You got to hunt it down. And apparently that's what some of the shop owners are doing. They're shopping. They're going to grocery stores and going wherever they can. But I can only imagine, you know, there's only so much of that you can cough up too. So if you're looking for cream cheese, you better go get it, because the people who supply the bagels and have bagel shops may end up taking it all off the grocery store shelves, because that's what they got to do. They got to send their elves out. They have to look for them. And it's a serious thing. You know, with the supply chain, that's what we say. You think of the obvious things, like we constantly talk about chips and cars and what's missing there. And we talk about other things that are obvious where we've had shortages. But it's the other things, how it trickles down because of truck shortages, you know, truck driver shortages, and manufacturing the various products, whether it's food or, you know, something else. So good luck. It's pretty choppy out there in some cases. All right, just as a point of fact, because, you know, we talk about business on this show and mergers and whatnot, how about Jack in the Box buying Del Taco for $575 million? So that is a huge combo between two California fast food giants. And you know, why would they do that? Of course, combining the resources, combining what they can offer. And Jack in the Box offers some variety of Mexican type food, so now they could just separate it, I guess. I mean, I certainly didn't talk to the company about why they did it, but it's interesting. And, you know, announcing they're joining hands, I think, is probably strong for them again, because it's the second biggest Mexican fast food chain in the nation. So if you think about that, and then you put them together, 2,800 locations across 25 states. It's a big fast food merger. And that's why you do it in the world of resources that are dwindling in some areas. And some of that has to do with workers, etc. It kind of makes sense, I'm thinking, right? Yeah. All right. This is interesting for people who are traveling. Sometimes families will save their pennies and go to Hawaii for the holidays. I know that was a big thing for a lot of people. I know my mother used to go to Hawaii. We used to go to Hawaii when we could here and there. But pounding rain, floods, it's a state of emergency through December 10th. So travelers who plan to visit the island have to reach out to the airlines and hotels if they want to postpone their trips. Only a handful of flights so far, but check just to make sure. On that note, we're flying on out of here. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody. With every Christmas card I write.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams,
and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.